can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research environmental issues and want you to help our planet. Did you know that the clothing industry is the second most polluting industry in the world and that you are contributing to it?
According to the USGS.gov, the clothing industry uses 400 gallons of water to grow the cotton in a basic cotton shirt, but in total to make a pair of jeans, it uses over 1,800 gallons of water to grow the cotton.
In 1960, America used 97% of their own clothing, but as of today, the USA only creates 3% of the clothing they wear.
According to phys.org, beading in sequence may be an indication of child labor. Even though most companies in the USA use a machine to add the sequins on, overseas, many children are forced to hand sew on every single bead.
These industries overseas are called fast fashion, which is when a company puts enough water into making a shirt, but the material it is made out of is meant to fall apart.
Most of the fast fashion industries are H&M, Forever 21, and Target.
So even though the shirt might look nice when you first buy it, after a few washes you will start to see the seams falling out and the colors start to fade. And that t-shirt that you thought was great for you ended up putting harmful dyes into the coral reef, which could be the leading cause of pollution in the ocean. So, what can you do to help?
Scientists have found a way to take natural dyes out of peacock feathers using transfer printing to make a natural dye that won't affect the wildlife.
Also, if we could get more Americans to work in the clothing industry, we hope we could change the numbers from 3% to 100%.
So next time you want to buy a black t-shirt and they have the perfect one at Target, check your local thrift stores before heading out. This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Aspen High School, and Katie and Kay.